Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Toby.
What's Toby doing?
I really half expected the tower to like shake as soon as he died. Mm.
Yeah.
One of the triumvirate is down.
Yeah. And the tower will fall.
Like this is all kind of happening simultaneously. At once.
Yeah. So I suspect that will happen.
This is seconds.
So I've got three guards like kind of I'm dancing around
Absolutely,
the room.
Absolutely, yeah.
Every time they go to thrust towards me, I disappear in a flash of feathers. And I appear somewhere else and fire my crossbow at the next guard to I see.
Excellent.
I'm really just, I don't really care who it is.
Cool.
I'm just flashing around the room. Peer here, crossbow. Peer here, crossbow.
Oh, I do have six guards left, so.
There you go. So I'll just attack.
Fish.
I'll just attack one.
Go fish.
I'll just attack fish. See if, I can, see if I can just one shot one of the guards.
Because
they take more than two to kill. Three successes. It's a special as well, two specials. I don't have anything like specific on my specials.
Okay.
But yeah, three hits.
A crossbow fires through fish, the fish guard. He's bleeding. He takes out his sword, but he's staggering on as his hands shake.
Takes more than three hits to kill him. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I thought I was being mean.
Yeah. So, I pop out behind him. He turns around to face me. I disappear again.
Where'd he go? I'll kill him.
I like to imagine
Logan?
That there is a point where one of the guards, and maybe that same guard, as you're kind of flitting around him, maybe he starts like... get an idea of like, oh, maybe I won't slash where he was. I'll slash where I think he's going to be. And there is a moment where he is about to get it right. Like he's about to slash forward where Hawk appears. And at that moment, after slashing the kneecaps of the two, Logan is going to literally jump on this person's back. He's going to leap out of nowhere, jump on their back and try and stab them in the shoulder with his rapier.
Wonderful. Please roll for me.
And I'm saying
that's
that
the sound I imagine he makes.
That Logan makes?
And now we can all imagine.
And I'm arguing that it's my fool's die as well, being for the nature of me diving onto him, jumping onto him with all the swords and trying to like stab him while I'm on top of him as well.
I'm
accumulating fucking crosses.
One day it'll work in my favour.
Yeah. It's always a risk using it, so it's not
that big a thing to give it
to him.
Absolutely.
Like, oh.
So nothing.
Something looks cocked there.
Yeah. All right, so that is two successes and another circle to add to my...
Fool's dice.
Fool's dice.
Yep, so you were going to attack the same guard.
Fish again, yeah.
Yeah, so...
High and low.
When was the last time that you ate fish? Let's flash back to that moment.
Tell me about the time you had halibut.
The last time he ate fish was actually a week ago when he realized he had no food in the house, and so he orders from Barnacle Bill's.
Oh my god,
which is
Barnacle Bill's.
A local fish and chip shop. Here,
really
in, here in Adelaide, and probably in Australia as well. And he actually got food poisoning that night because it was not cooked well, presumably.
Great. I was just more trying to do a witty, like, I didn't just want to say, how do you kill this guy again? So I was trying to be witty. So.
And I answered.
The Barnacle feels, it's a great flavour. You attack Fish as he stumbles back, trying to find Hawk to cut him down. Another guard dead.
I like land on him, and as I stab forward through his shoulder blade, he plumps to the floor, and I land one knee to the ground in almost a superhero-esque pose, and he pulls the rapier out, just like, got your back.
Fist bump.
With the rapier in his hand as well.
Ow, you stabbed me. No.
And we go back to back.
Yeah. Right. I'm loving this little dynamic duo here. It's great.
Remembering our little gaming days.
Yeah, that's right.
Five guards left on the table. Who goes next?
One of the boys.
The boys.
That's what, three other guards kind of encroaching upon the position of where Prince Dolan was, right?
Yeah.
I kind of want to address them, not using the voice, but I just want to address them.
Yeah, absolutely. You can still use normal actions.
Yeah, and I want to kind of very intensely look at them and say, if you flee now, you can leave with your lives. This is the only opportunity we will give you.
Could you make a roll for me, please?
Yep.
Throw
is that
down your
charisma?
Arms.
Let's go.
It's charisma.
And
eyes, yeah.
Are you using the voice a little bit?
I mean, I would like to, if it's a thing that I can do, I kind of want to not use the voice, but kind of just like kind of a midway point between my voice tell and my normal face. I kind of want to just like shadow it to look a little bit scary, a little bit harsh, a little bit of green coming through the eyes.
Can you choose intensity? Like if you roll a bunch of things, can you choose not to add them onto your intensity?
I can choose to increase or decrease the intensity.
Yeah. You have a range that depends on the d4 and how many successes you get. So you can flip between those.
So the successes basically adjust the intensity, and the intensity allows them to either resist if they have good willpower or it happens automatically. So, it's a bit of a...
So, but if you got, a 2 and 3 successes, could you say, I want intensity 1? You can just you can pick in the range.
Yep.
Right. So, you don't have to, blow out, by accident.
No.
That makes
absolutely
sense.
Absolutely not. It's within control by how good successes you get.
Why it's good to roll it and let the die roll it, because then you can...
I'll say if you would like to include your d4.
Okay.
Just to kind of set the tone.
That is 1 success, but it is a special. And my intensity was 1 on my dice.
Okay.
A little bit of fear.
You get 1 success. The Stag Knight takes off his helmet, and you see the face of a boy, probably 16, scared out of his mind, who just looks at the carnage around, drops his helmet, and turns, running out of the ballroom. The rest will stay.
Hmm. At that point, I kind of want to give him a nod as he runs away. And then I'm going to pull out my gun and run away a little bit.
Sorry, what?
Just back up a little bit. Just back up a lid. I'm I'm very on the table and very exposed.
Yeah.
Not like a...
Not flee-flee.
As in just back it up.
Run
out
with the boy.
I kind of want to get a little bit, regroup a little bit with Avendra.
Absolutely. Kind of
A bit of distance.
Yeah.
So that I can't get swamped, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Hop off that table.
You get some space. You kind of...
less exposed.
The throng that is now kind of behind you will kind of help you down off the table even, and kind of buffet you as they're now kind of look to you as this fucking otherworldly god almost.
I thank them and tell them to back up with me.
Yeah,
they don't want to get hurt.
Do what he says. Quick, please get back, everyone.
Jostling and bustling.
I don't know. Fuck it. Xavier, what's Xavier doing?
Xavier is going to... There's 2 guards left.
Yep.
They're both near K.
cat, Avendra.
Yes.
Xavier, with his two-handed hammer, this heavy weapon, walks up to what guards? What are left? What are their?
So we've got four left on the table. We've got two by Avendra and two remaining by
fighting us.
Toby and Logan.
Yep.
Avendra, we've got Serpent and Bull.
Xavier is going to walk up to the one with the bull, take off the helmet. It's like the other one, a small young boy, maybe 16 or 17. Xavier flashes back to a footy scrum. There are maybe 30 private school boys on a football field brawling, and Xavier is in the middle of it. It is the middle of winter. There is green grass and mud and young men who are 6'2" and do not know their own strength, and they are fighting without restraint, with testosterone flowing and adrenaline and parents on the side screaming and some cheering. And in the middle of it, Xavier is holding back another kid until he gets clocked in the nose and breaks this other kid's nose. He lets go. The affable jock loses it. So I'll take +1 to hit.
You take that +1.
And I'm going to wield this big two-handed hammer.
You also have fate.
Yeah.
Advantage too.
Correct.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, you see... you see Sebastian's in the distance. No matter where you move in the room, he's always just out of the corner of your eye. Just looking on at you.
Now, me the, you know the Jack Nicholson meme from Anger Management?
Yes. So I only have strength 2.
Okay.
But with Sebastian's strength and the flashback, that's 4 dice.
Nice.
Yeah. Are you?
Oh my god.
Are you just attacking the one?
Yeah,
the one
I was.
Serpent?
Yeah, I was. Okay. And I rolled. I rolled nothing.
You was not.
And two ones.
Crit failure.
Bad dice.
Bum, bum.
Bad dice.
Bad dice. You're supposed to know what to do.
He gets attacked.
Yeah, not only that.
Yeah.
I think Sebastian's drinking in the background kind of cocks his head. Nah, that doesn't happen. And you just feel a tug within you.
Oh, no.
Meaning that your footing is not quite true. And you just can't strike. It's like something is willing you to not. You're going against fate. And he, the serpent, is going to make an attack on you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just takes that moment of like hesitation, what he perceives as hesitation, to be like, oh shit, it's my turn. Yeah. Great. Just clocks.
Oh no.
What a comically timed filter.
God, it's the dragon all over again.
3?
Oh no.
Okay. I have 1 health left.
I felt my soul leave my body.
I don't like it either, guys.
Ellen.
Yes.
Make me feel better.
Yeah.
Love it.
Ooh, I'm going to get giant. So the face of the boy from your footy scrim, bright green eyes, kind of olive complexion, acne, scared out of his fucking mind. You see this fear in his face as you remove his helmet and move towards him. He knows nothing apart from what he's been told his entire life. Duty, honor, to protect the kingdom of Hiraeth. And he drives his halberd into your stomach. For kingdom and country. And he wrenches it out. So...
Yes.
Now it's the guard's turn.
Oh,
God.
Could literally finish the job. There's 4 guards left?
Yep.
Yep, 2 with us, 2 with you guys.
Mm.
Yeah. Has everyone attacked?
Luna.
Avendra, but...
Avendra goes last.
Yeah.
In this
current initiative.
Yep.
Yeah.
I keep looking through my thing. I'm like, do I have any reactions? What's going on? Like, no, that's not how it works.
Not how it works.
Do I roll again?
Well, 2 of them are pretty clearly focused on us.
Yeah, I feel like we've got... Let me focus on the prince.
Yeah, I would also argue that she is the killer of the prince.
Yeah.
That might
as I laugh maniacally over his body.
With a foot on his chest.
Like, it feels like the logic of the fight is one's focused on Avendra, one's focused on Xavier, the other two are focused on the two of us.
Yeah.
Myself and Hawk.
Let's deal with them first, okay. Since they have been far too... this has all gone down very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
They have been far too distracted with Hawk flitting around the place. Their perception of the room is literally off its fucking kilter.
Trying desperately to follow where he's going.
They can't keep anything straight. And when they do, DW comes in and fucking swipes an attack in.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah, you guys are...
We're working together.
We're doing great over here.
It's been going great for you guys.
Well, look, if we can resolve our fight, we can help out, right? Yeah. So you should be cheering for us on the same side.
Absolutely am.
Yeah. They are back to back, circling out, but their fear is getting the better of them. And instead of being a united defense like you two are, they are now just taking wild stabs and not communicating to each other at all. That's what happens with Boar and Bear. Serpent and Bull. I feel like they are very much focused on one each.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do Avendra first.
Now, they don't have any additional dice because they are not working as a team. So. The two.
Okay, so I have my one defense now.
Great. Right.
Yep, so now I'm down to one health. But I'm loving life.
Never felt more alive.
Yep, never felt more alive.
Great. Yeah, Serpent.
He really loved his prince.
Just flurrying now with attacks has got you on the back foot. And as he is slashing towards you, at times knocking out, like pushing his hand and physically knocking you out to get an extra swing in, drives the point of the halberd into your shoulder.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Traitor.
Traitor! Okay. Now is Bull.
Mess with the Bull.
Xavier. Sebastian's smiles at you from the room. On your left.
Thanks. And Xavier kind of falls to the right, dodging the blow.
Yeah, just in time as the point drives through.
He'll also call out to himself almost. That was pro bono, right?
Yeah, man.
Thanks.
I have a feeling we're going to even up stuff real soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay cool, man. Avendra, what you doing?
Okay, so...
These are intense!
This is the best I've ever felt in my life, Gracie! The adrenaline's pouring through.
This bloody talking sword as well.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yes. She's all coated in blood and shit.
Yep, but I'm going to... Okay, so I'm kind of... Yeah, this blade has just come into my shoulder. I'm kind of like tripped back over Prince Dolian's body and just underneath the guard's arm as he's like, you know, bringing his sword back or his halberd back, I see Xavier and the other guard fighting. And I'm going to take a deep breath and kind of as I let it out, I'm going to emotionally vent to distance strike that guard. So I can attack anything at any distance as long as I know exactly where they are.
Cool.
Sacrificing your own shot with your own person. Oh, this is great.
Luna sacrificing herself in every battle? Literally, Luna? I'm like, is that a death? That's like such a trait of my roleplaying.
I was going to say, is that Luna or is it Cat?
No, it's a bit of both, but it's definitely Luna. But I think for sure. So yeah, I make a distant strike. I think when I'm emotionally venting, I guess that's, am I using my emotion then?
Absolutely.
So I can use my DM. Thank you.
The adrenaline is kicking. This is like, if you've ever had any high from playing sport or just like coming out on top of something when you're using your body and you're physically engaged in something, you feel fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. You're gonna use that now.
Okay, let's go. Come on. I got a special, and that's 3 successes.
Nice.
That's the shit.
Yes. Avenger, go.
what do you... Are you using a specific special?
There are 3 guards left, right? Oh, so then I'm going to use
Four.
Four. Yep. So I'm going to use my Showa fighting style to give the guard next to me. The next attack on them will gain advantage.
Because that beam you shot was so cool.
Yes, and yeah, like this beam of light kind of shoots out of Gracie with a, I'm sure a maniacal.
This young knight staring down the wounded Xavier. How does your attack from across the ballroom find its mark and end his life?
Yeah, it's just a beam of like bright pink, almost red hot light out of Gracie. As I don't have any time to take in who this guard is or how young he is.
Probably
I just
best.
See...
Probably best that way.
Mm. I just see Xavier, kind of staggering.
Let's help our friend!
Yep. And shoot out this light. And I feel
anime-based.
I reduce my emotional intensity as I sort of release some of that joy.
So what are you up to,
Xavier? So now I'm on 2, which is still intense, but no longer overwhelming.
So when it hits him, does it like melt him, or just like impact?
Oh, I guess
or does
it's
it
like,
impact him? Does
it, I guess it's like a forceful impact.
Bludgeoning?
Yeah, like kind a kind of yeah. Yeah.
Like slams him into the wall, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He goes flying past you, Xavier. Into the corner of the stage, and you hear another crack, which reminds you of...
It reminds me of
Vince.
Jonathan.
Oh, and yeah, of
and
of that fateful I'm day so on the footy sorry. On the footy field.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Don't be sorry.
You're right.
We literally can't afford to think like that.
So...
Let's just eyes on the prize. Come on, we're
gonna
help our friends.
Such toxic positivity.
Yeah, the embodiment of toxic positivity. I love it. Yeah,
she's singing Lizzo in her head too.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Excellent. And Serpent will have an advantage on anyone attacking them.
Yes, that's right. Yes, anyone who attacks Serpent.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I move away from him?
Sure.
I keep forgetting I could just move.
You can just move.
There's no like opportunity attacks or whatever.
Nah, I'll get you. You'll get yours.
Yes, I will sort of
you
move
still have
towards.
Yeah, you have an action.
I'll
and a movement.
Move towards these two, but towards Hawk and.
Movement in this is totally abstracted. So it's like, in melee, like face to face, quite close, farther.
Yeah.
Away, like it's totally abstracted.
Yeah.
You just move bands.
Yeah. In the middle, I will move away.
Yeah, you've not been that far from anyone, but obviously you've had other stuff going on.
Yep.
There's been a lot of motion and it's been hard to move. So yeah, you move closer to Hawk and DW. Now,
back
I believe it's back to Hawk.
We've still got 2 more that we're dealing with.
Yep.
End draws
we've
9.
Got 3 guards left in play.
So I say the end draws 9 as I appear once more and unleash a crossbow bolt. 4, 3
with 2 special.
Holy moly.
Rolling hot.
We're taking all the luck
from
my Chris.
God. Where do they hit Boar?
I wonder if I appear above him somewhere. Like maybe
you can,
briefly on a chandelier, as I like to do. Just give a little bird call, a little whistle. He looks up and then
oof.
Crossbow bolt. Oh, top
right
of the
in
head.
The forehead.
Top of the head.
So
through
good.
The forehead. And he just
great.
Collapses on the spot.
Can I give a prompt?
Yes.
Because you've used a special.
Yes.
I feel like you can make a hit on another guard.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'd be fucking sick if you involved your teleporter somehow, maybe with some portal kind of situation with the arrows. But hey, that's up to you. I'm just going to sit here and let you do your magic.
I can teleport. Objects, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like part of what my TK does.
I think that
so,
would be cool.
Like, The other guy, I quickly reload the crossbow. It's a techno crossbow, so it kind of reloads automatically. Mm. It's all good.
It's all good, man. It's fey magic.
And so I appear in front of the guy to shoot the crossbow at him, and he goes to like to block, to dodge it, and I teleport it so that it's coming from behind him instead.
Amazing.
Very cool.
Wish they had shields, because then it would be like, ah, look with my shield, and instead it hits him in the back. But instead it's just an anticipation thing.
Boar and bear are no more.
Took two out, one go. Hell yeah.
I feel like you roll that many specials. I gotta
keep rolling specials like crazy.
I gotta be nice. Logan.
Yep, I feel like he was right next to the second one, about to kind of cut it down with its rapier before Hawk just appears in a puff of feathers and takes him down as well. Fine, I guess. And he quickly has a quick scan and sees just the violence that is ensuing around him, but sees one still standing up very close to Avendra. Avendra looking very much the worse for wear. And just gripping the dagger and the end of the rope both in the one hand, he's going to let loose with the dagger, holding the rope and looking just to cut the distance of the room and embed this hopefully fallen warrior to finish the fight.
Now you get an advantage because this is Serpent who is attacking Avendra. So please make your roll for me, sir.
And I do not get my D6 because this isn't particularly
it's pretty sensible.
It's pretty sensible. So
just throwing a dagger, man.
Are you?
I do like you've turned like the lock of hair gift into a rope dart.
That's very fun. That's great.
Very fun.
Very, very tangled.
So it's actually four.
Very tangled.
Three on decks because it's a ranged weapon. Oh my god, Wizard's cocked.
That's very cocked, that one. But
otherwise, it's going to be.
It
might be a crit fail.
At the moment, depending on what this roll is.
Okay.
Crit fail! For those wondering, that is a 3, a 3, a 2, and a 1.
The rope breaks, and the dagger flies across the room.
Shit!
Not only that, I'm going to give Serpent a turn because I think we're back now to two.
Yes.
Yep, two decks.
Yeah.
Or two in the initiative order.
Yeah. Yes.
So I think it's narratively appropriate that you who've just lost your weapon. You feel me?
Yeah.
We agree.
And because you have lost a weapon, I think I get an advantage on that.
That's appropriate. Very appropriate.
Two.
Two?
Yep.
Yeah, that's fine. I can wear that.
I love how all the rest of us are like, oh no!
So I lose my defense.
Yeah.
And I am now down to one guard.
Well, your defense stays.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you've not had any hits really, have you?
Mm. No. Mm.
There we go. Who is next? We have...
I think that's Flint.
What you doing? Amongst the mass.
Oh, in thanking everyone for protecting me in this moment, I'm going to entreat them all to let me pass. And they make a little walkway for me.
Clear the way.
And as I walk through, I'm going to look at this guard that's left.
Serpent.
I'm going to look him dead in the eyes. I'm going to present my dark facial visage, my bright jade eyes. And I'm going to say, I gave you a chance to leave alive. And you did not fear us hard enough. And I'm going to attack him with my voice.
Please do.
Is he scared currently?
Yeah.
Cool, that's an advantage.
He'd be foolish not to be.
Two successes and a special. So a 5 intensity. If it exceeds his willpower, I can kill him instantly.
You can't see this, dear listeners, but I'm nodding knowingly to Max, passing the TTRPG baton. This guard feels only fear in a way that no human ever has. What does that do to him?
Shaking, they drop their weapon and they kind of get on the floor. Almost how if you saw a real life god come to punish you, that you would beg them, entreat with any part of their humanity to let you have a moment to live, to amend in some way. And I'm going to walk up to them. I'm going to pull out my pistol. And then I'm just going to put it in the back of the head, pull the trigger, and let their body slump to the floor.
You hear the bang and the clinking of armor as it rests on the floor to move no more. There is a hush as everyone quickly surveys the room. Guards, the prince, blood, food that has been strewn about by people climbing on the table, scorch marks, embers. I think it's fair to say you've successfully broken up the party.
If I may.
The feast is over.
I want to quickly have Flint jump back up on the table or the
Absolutely.
Stage or whatever's
yeah,
close.
Yeah, you are out of initiative.
And quickly address everyone and say, I'm so sorry everyone had to witness such atrocities today. You came here for a party and that was taken from you. There is cleanup to do. But thank you so much for sticking with us. We are here to make sure that your lives are better, not worse. I promise you that. And thank you for keeping your composure. That must have been very difficult to watch.
The crowd looks at you reverently with the shock of their whole world has been changed. In that silence, you hear a gasp from Prince Dolian.
Oh, motherfucker.
He reaches out to Avendra with a fist as he's scrambling on the floor. He turns and opens it. In his hand is a ring as it drops to the floor. The stone cracks and the tower begins to rumble. Xavier, you hear. Hey, man, right on time.
I think Xavier throws up.
Cut to black.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
Okay. Cut out me singing Lizzo. That's going to get us copyrighted.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.